Dr. George Dimitri, Dana-Farber Cancer Institute.
Over the past 5 years, 51% of all FDA-approved cancer drugs have had substantial input from Dana-Farber scientists and clinical investigators. And that comes from the culture here, the very basic curiosity-driven scientists that are probing really how cancer works.
At Dana-Farber, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Good morning and happy Valentine's Day. I'm Taylor Wilson, and this is 5 Things You Need to Know Friday, the 14th of February, 2020. Here are some of the top headlines. Half of all deaths related to air pollution in the continental U.S. are caused by out-of-state emissions. An iceberg half the size of Washington, D.C. broke off a glacier in Antarctica. And Snapchat has released a new mental health feature called Here For You. Thanks to our followers and tweeters over at USA Today Podcast. On Thursday, we talked about the Houston Astros' return to baseball after a cheating scandal. John Hamilton asked us about the players, quote, were they supposed to quit, unquote. And a special shout out to recent followers Patrick Williams and E. Smith. If you're not already, you too can join the conversation at USA Today Podcast. Now, on to the show. Friday marks 2 years since the devastating Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School shooting in Parkland, Florida, and it's not entirely clear if schools now are any safer. Congress put millions of dollars into covering the cost of safety equipment and programs to keep students safe, but experts say that's actually the wrong response. Three safety specialists told USA Today in November that staff training and empowerment are better ways to confront school violence. Meanwhile, the American Federation of Teachers and National Education Association this week recommended additional precautions for student drills. Those include giving parents advance notice and tracking traumatic symptoms afterwards. Late last year, the House approved federal funding to study gun violence, which could include some $25 million in research. Confirmed cases of coronavirus skyrocketed this week as China changed its method for counting. The country is now including any diagnoses from a health professional and not just positive test results. Experts hope the new reporting methods will give a clearer look at the virus and its spread day to day. There are currently nearly 65,000 cases worldwide, with just under 64,000 in mainland China. 1,384 people have now died from the virus, while around 7,100 have made a full recovery. Meanwhile, a number of cruise ships are dealing with the virus, the most infamous, the Diamond Princess, off the coast of Yokohama, Japan. And as USA Today's Morgan Hines explained to our Claire Thornton, the situation is fluid.
So, Morgan, how is Diamond Princess different from other cruise ships that are currently dealing with coronavirus?
So, Diamond Princess, which is a Princess Cruises ship, is docked off the coast of Japan, and it's dealt with coronavirus more than other ships have. It's actually in a 14-day quarantine right now. There have been more confirmed cases, and it's the only ship that's had passengers on board contract the virus. All those passengers, it's important to note, have actually been taken off board and are taken to hospitals to receive evaluation and isolation. The situation is pretty fluid, so that's just something to keep in mind when you're thinking about coronavirus and cruises. But the good news is that there are some people that are actually going to be let off the ship to continue their quarantine on land. Japanese health officials are going to facilitate the voluntary disembarkation of some of the guests, primarily the medically vulnerable and some of the elderly. And that will happen in shifts. But most people are still on board, crew and passengers. And so they're supposed to be under quarantine until February 19th, pending any unforeseen circumstances. However, while they've been in this quarantine, the number of cases has gone up. So as of Thursday morning, the total number of coronavirus cases confirmed was at least 218.
And what about Holland America's MS Westerdam?
Yes. So Holland America's ship, the MS Westerdam, was actually denied entry into multiple ports. But now it's kind of been rescued by Cambodia. Previously, it was sailing almost aimlessly because it was denied entry in ports including Thailand and Guam. And finally, on Thursday morning, it was allowed to dock in Cambodia. There were never any known cases of coronavirus on board, and Cambodian health officials confirmed through sampling that the ship is clear on Thursday.
Stateside, there are now 15 confirmed cases after an evacuee from China who had been under quarantine in Texas developed the virus. CDC Captain Jennifer McQuiston said that other evacuees in quarantine could still develop it.
This patient was identified as having a fever the morning of February 11th, and they were transported to the hospital that morning, and samples were taken and sent to CDC overnight, and we received the result about 6 p.m. last night. There may be additional cases that we identify. I do want to prepare you for that. We're still within the potential incubation period for coronavirus for people coming out of Wuhan in city in China. We continue to monitor these passengers every day, twice a day, with temperature checks. We're looking at symptoms. And the moment we suspect that anyone might have coronavirus based on their symptoms, we will immediately use the exact same system to send them to the health centers that will be able to care for them properly and keep them isolated.
Stay with USAtoday.com for daily updates on the coronavirus outbreak. Prosecutors are expected to make their final case on Friday in the sex crimes trial of Harvey Weinstein. On Thursday, defense attorney Donna Rotunno told the jury, quote, "You may have had a gut feeling that Harvey Weinstein was guilty. Throw that gut feeling right out the window," unquote. She also asked them to use their New York City common sense. Closing summaries have come this week after 3 days of testimony by witnesses called by Weinstein's defense and 11 days of testimony by witnesses called by prosecutors. Mimi Halley and Jessica Mann say the former movie producer forced sexual acts on them in 2006 and 2013, respectively. Four other women testified as accusers, but Weinstein is not charged with their allegations because they're either too old to prosecute or occurred outside of New York. One woman's allegation of assault has led prosecutors to file additional charges in California. Samsung's new Galaxy Z Flip will hit shelves on Friday. The phone might excite photo enthusiasts in particular. When unfolded, you can adjust to put images on one side of the screen while scrolling on the other, and it has some innovative time-lapse functions. But as USA Today tech columnist Jefferson Graham explains, the price may not be worth it.
It is a flip phone that's a smartphone. It's a small phone that it will fit in the back of your pocket or fit in a purse. It's aimed at very young people, young millennials, and the influencer crowd. It's going to be very stylish and very expensive, $1,400, so they say. Similar to last year's Fold phone in that it folds up, you open it up, and you've got a phone that's twice the size, but this one, the total is going to be about 6 inches. So it's not going to be giant. It's going to be cute. But at $1,400, who cares? If this phone was $300 or $400, I think people would be really excited, but not at $1,400. But we'll see.
If you happen to buy a Z Flip, let us know what you think at USA Today Podcast. And you can hear more from Jefferson and the world of tech with the Talking Tech Podcast. Happy Valentine's Day! Nowadays, the holiday is mostly centered on romantic love, particularly in the U.S. Its origins are a little fuzzy, but one version says a man named Valentine, imprisoned by the Romans, sent a message to a woman he loved with a signature, "From your Valentine," and the rest is history. Nowadays, the day is usually marked with gifts of cards, flowers, candy, and other goodies, and plenty of retailers are offering up deals to try and get your business this Valentine's. Head to usatoday.com for a full list. And you can catch new episodes of 5 Things Monday through Saturday on Apple Podcasts and wherever else you find your audio, including the Google Home and Amazon Echo. 5 Things is part of the USA Today Podcast Network.
Dr. George Dimitri, medical oncologist, Dana-Farber Cancer Institute.
Over the past 5 years, 51% of all FDA-approved cancer drugs have had substantial input from Dana-Farber scientists and clinical investigators. And that comes from the culture here, the very basic curiosity-driven scientists that are probing really how cancer works, and then the expert clinicians that interact with patients and families every day. It's not easy to have input at a substantive level to new drugs that are safe and effective at treating cancer. So our whole mantra has always been to try to minimize risks to patients and yet try to maximize the opportunity of finding how effective a new treatment could be. And that means understanding cancer really, really deeply.
At Dana-Farber, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at DanaFarber.org/everywhere.